What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, some members from the Jamestown High School Theater Department. We have co-director of the upcoming show, Cheryl McIntyre. We also have students Monica Ripplinger and Ian Weiss joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And Cheryl, Monica, and Ian, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you guys stopping by. So very excited to talk about the upcoming production of Newsies at the Jamestown High School, the theater department putting this on. And Cheryl, you are the co-director of the upcoming show. Tell us a little bit more about the show and what we can expect.
So we are doing the show Newsies.
Yes.
And that is this Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th. It starts at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at the door. And the tickets are $5 for children and $7 for adults. I just want to make sure that I mention that the book was written by Harvey Firestein and the music by Alan Menken. It's a fabulous show, lots of exciting music, lots of exciting dances, and we've got a wonderful cast of about 26 students that also includes some alumni.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic show, Newsies, set in 1899, and a couple of students playing parts in the upcoming show. We have Monica Ripplinger and Ian Weiss joining us here on Let's Talk About It, and Monica, we'll start with you playing a couple of characters in the show. Tell us about your experience and what it's like to play two different characters.
Yeah, so I play Hannah. She is Pulitzer's secretary.
Okay.
And I like to think of her as like a innocent girl who doesn't really know why he's doing his things that he does for the Newsies. And then I also play Specs. He's a Newsie. He's a tough boy. So it's kind of different changing from Hannah to Specs and then back to Hannah and back to Specs because I have to change how I act and how I stand and everything.
Also, Cheryl was saying you're kind of involved off the stage as well, working in kind of the PR. Has that kind of been an experience for you as well?
Yeah, I've been making the programs and all the posters and distributing them to all like the businesses in town. And so it's been kind of time consuming.
For sure.
But we're getting it done.
Again, here on Let's Talk About It, Cheryl McIntyre, Monica Ripplinger, and Ian Weiss joining us. And Ian, we'll talk to you. Tell us more about your role in the upcoming show and what you've been doing to prepare for it.
Yeah, so usually in shows, I play the comedic relief. And then so this year, I got a more subtle character that I could really work with, which was a nice change of pace because I don't know, sometimes when you're dancing around all goofy on stage, it gets a little hard and so I like having a character where he's just sitting there and just kind of speaks only when he needs to. So Davey is my character, and he has a little brother named Les, and that's played by Abby. She's doing great, by the way. So Davey, he has parents. Sure. And most of the Newsies don't have parents, and that's why they're on the streets. But Les and Davey go home every night after they're done selling newspapers. But Davey's there mostly because his dad got tangled with a truck driver and messed up his leg, so now they have to do the work for the family. And so Davey and Les join the Newsboys, and they learn a lot because they're partnered with Jack, who's like the main character, the main newsboy. And so after they hike up the prices, Davey suggests kind of a strike, and Jack goes with it. So Jack and Davey are kind of partners in the strike and
sure.
All of that. So he's more of the, here's what we do. And I'm kind of the one that tells him what to tell other people.
Like the voice of reason behind the scenes, right? So again, the show is called Newsies. It's coming up here on the 24th and the 25th. And I'll open this up for both Monica and Ian. What is it like to kind of come back to being able to do live in shows? Are you guys excited to be in front of a crowd again? Or I mean, have you done anything? Or how's the feeling there with that?
It's a great feeling. I really like doing shows because of when you're like the final show night, the final crowd and the standing ovation. That's sure. The best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And so I'm very excited to have a crowd again because last year we did have a crowd, but they were all separated. But it was still I don't know. That was a good musical. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Monica? Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm excited just like seeing the faces of everyone and all the reactions afterwards, seeing how happy everyone was to see it. It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, we're very excited. Again, this is taking place at the Jamestown High School. Cheryl, let's jump over to you again. Again, co-directing this, and Newsies, what an interesting play to bring into kind of like the time we're in today, right?
Right. It's about people dealing with news and information and how it's distributed. And so it just is kind of coming around. At the time in 1899, they were basically dealing with how much they're charging the newspaper boys and trying to price gouge right there. And Pulitzer has a really cool idea that says, you know, if you didn't hear it on the news, it didn't happen.
Right.
And I think we live in that sort of a world today, only it just moves much faster.
And when it comes with this show, obviously a great story, but this is going to be coupled with a lot of singing and a lot of dancing, you were saying.
A lot of singing, a lot of dancing. And one of the things that we have been so pleased with is the leadership that has come from the students. On our first rehearsal, many of the leads, including these two young people, along with Paris DeCombe and Dawson Mee and Weston Walker and Anya McDermott, came with their music pretty much learned. So they made my job as the music director much easier. And quite often in a show, even though we need to spend time with the leads, you end up spending a lot of time with the chorus to make sure everything's fitting together. And so it's great that these leads took it upon themselves to really be prepared prior to the first rehearsal.
Some great leadership with that.
Great leadership.
And, you know, everybody else can learn from that. And one more thing I did want to mention too, Cheryl, was the fact that there's going to be a live band, but also getting the alumni involved with this too, which is very exciting.
Yeah, we're going to have a live pit orchestra again, and that involves a few of the high school students and several alumni. And what's great is the alumni like to come back and do these things. This is the first year that we've invited some of the alumni to come back and be in the show. And the reason for that is on Broadway, many of these parts were doubled four times over and to make it look like the cast is much larger. So even though we have a cast of 20, 25, 26 people, they still are looking for more characters within the show. And so we have Jackson Ahrens and Ashlyn Wise and Brittany Carpenter and Brittany Chandler. And then we have a couple cameo appearances, Mr. Tony McIntyre, my son, who also teaches English at the high school and theater, is going to play Roosevelt as Governor Roosevelt. As a cameo part. And then the other one is Mr. McIntyre, the director of the show, Mike, is going to play one of the bad guys. He's the guy that runs the refuge, but it's a not so great place for kids to be. So they get their comeuppance with him.
I'm sure they're excited about that too. Cheryl, Monica, and Ian right now, and let's talk about it. Again, the show is Newsies. It's coming up here on June 24th, 25th. Tickets, $5 for children, $7 for adults. Anything else, Monica, Cheryl, or Ian, you guys would like to mention about the show? We want to see as many people as possible, right?
Oh, I think that if you miss this, you're going to miss something really great, because the energy on the stage, the energy of the music, the energy of the dancing is just amazing. We've put this together in 4 very short weeks. But as I said, the reason we were able to do that is because of the leadership that the students have shown, and they just really dug into their characters. I'm going to use Ian as an example. When he goes to a rehearsal, he's thinking about how this fits into the next part of the show, and should I really have this prop now, because it doesn't really come in till later.
So the
kids have been able to do a lot of the creative process also.
Yeah. Makes the directing a little bit easier too, right?
Yep. Oh, I do need to mention another big character is Daniel Nyland. He's playing Pulitzer, and he's a freshman, and you would never know that when you see him on stage. We've wanted to do this show for a while, and the reason that we wanted to do it is because it has so many equal parts. So there are many, many, I mean, any of these students could be considered leads in the show.
Yeah, which is amazing. We're very excited for it. Again, Newsies at the Jamestown High School Theater. Monica or Ian, anything else you guys want
to
say?
Come to the show.
Just like that. We'll leave it at that. Ian, Monica, and Cheryl, thank you guys for joining us today on Let's Talk.
Thank you.